AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Pakistan is proposing a second round of U.S.-Iran talks. Talks over the weekend failed to produce an agreement. The two-week ceasefire is holding. A U.S. blockade of Iranian ports is underway after Iran closed the Strait of Hormuz. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is involved in talks in Washington between Israel and Lebanon.
This is a process, not an event. This is more than just one day. This will take time. But we believe it is worth this endeavor, and it's a historic gathering that we hope to build on. And the hope today is that we can outline the framework upon which a permanent and lasting peace can be developed.
The Irish government has survived a confidence vote over how it handled disruptive fuel protests. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney announced his first act after securing a majority government.
Canada's new government will temporarily suspend the federal fuel excise tax from next Monday until Labor Day. We're also removing the fuel excise tax on aviation fuels.
The AP's Sagar Magani reports a federal appeals panel is ordering a judge to drop his contempt probe of Trump administration deportation flights.
Judge James Boasberg moved ahead with criminal contempt proceedings over last year's flights, saying the administration ignored his order to turn around the planes. President Trump had slammed Boasberg as a troublemaker and agitator.
Radical left lunatic.
Today, a divided appeals court says Boasberg abused his discretion in forging ahead with the proceedings and has ordered him to end what it describes as his intrusive investigation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Trump administration fired four Justice Department prosecutors involved in cases against anti-abortion activists. It accused the Biden administration of abusing a law designed to protect abortion clinics from obstruction and threats. This is AP News. Super Typhoon Senlaku is pounding parts of the Pacific.
The National Weather Service says the center of the monster storm is roaring along the northern Mariana Islands. Super Typhoon Senlaku is the strongest tropical typhoon on Earth so far this year, packing winds that are likely to bring power outages to the islands that are home to roughly 50,000 people. The typhoon slowed to a crawl as it approached the islands, raising fears that the fierce winds won't go away quickly and will worsen its impact. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A day after severe storms damaged communities in the plains in the Midwest, forecasters are warning storms could bring giant hail, tornadoes, and severe wind gusts to the region again today. Several homes were destroyed in Kansas. Three tornadoes touched down in Minnesota. More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.